Hello, hello.
We are here with Brandy. What's up, Brandy?
Hi, handsome.
How are you?
I'm good.
God, it's been so long since we've seen each other.
I know, but you know what? The energy is so familiar, and yeah. I feel like we have a connection.
Yeah.
It's really good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I find myself like I was watching the game this year, and I find myself like getting mad. First of all, I said, oh, okay. Oh, she going with the light skin now. Okay. All right. All
right. Yes.
And then I was like, I was getting a little attitude because I'm like, why my man playing Chardonnay like that? It just seemed like it was a different role for you to watch you like that.
It was.
Because it was like, it's not the usual Brandy that we know.
Of
like.
Course not. And that's why I wanted to do Chardonnay, because I just felt like it would be something different. And, you know, when you're coming back and you're trying to, you know, get your feet wet again, you don't want to do the same stuff.
Right.
You know, people want to see you challenge yourself. And,
right.
You know, Chardonnay, that's why I did the song with Chris Brown, Put It Down. It's a completely
right.
different sound
right.
for me. It's completely different role. So I just feel like everything that I do, I have to take a chance and take risks and do something different.
So you're now putting an album together. I can't wait to hear it. I'm just such a Brandy fan.
Thank you.
And I just feel like with you, over the years, when you put music out, you're always ahead of the game with what you do.
Thank you.
Like, oh, God, what was the name of that album? It came out like
Aphrodisiac?
2002. What was that?
Probably either Aphrodisiac or Full Moon. I don't know.
Full Moon,
yeah.
You were so ahead of the game on that album.
Thank you.
It sucks because sometimes people, they're not ready for it.
No, right. I know. But, you know, that's the wonderful thing about being an artist. You get a chance to, you know, discover different parts of yourself and take chances. And I think now is the time for me, especially, you know, coming back, is to take a chance and do something different. And, yeah.
So when is this album coming out? And what's it called?
It's supposed to be coming out in August.
Okay.
2/11 is the title of it. It's the day I was born, and it's also the day that I lost Whitney Houston, my idol, my everything.
Wait a minute. She passed on your birthday?
Yeah, she passed on my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I knew, you know, obviously we knew how close you guys were, and she
yeah.
was doing your Behind the Music when
yes
when,
that same night yeah. that she passed. Yeah. So it was tough for me. It's still mm-hmm. tough for me. But you know, I promised her, I talked to her before she passed. I promised her that, you know, I would dedicate my life to my music and live my life on purpose. I promised her that. And I didn't even know why I was promising her that. But now I realize why. So, yeah.
All right. And now acting-wise, are you still going to be on the game next season?
Or? I hope so.
Okay.
I hope
and
so.
And what other things are you working on? You got movies? Come on. I think it's time for you to do the movie, babe.
Yeah, I did a movie with Tyler Perry recently, and
okay.
That's coming out next year.
Okay.
And I would love to do more movies. But TV is where it's at for me. I love TV. I love the energy of being on set. And, you know, so hopefully everything that I'm doing will lead me to getting my own show one day. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, Brandy, it's always great to see you. We are working on getting you to Cleveland to do something special.
I would love to.
We're gonna have something nice for
Can
you.
Can I come there, please?
I've been trying. Listen, I need to talk to your manager.
You need to talk to my, because my manager is my cousin.
Okay.
And if you talk to him, it can happen. He's
is
right
he
there
here?
reading his
All
book.
Right. All
He's right.
right
there reading the book. But
so
he
gonna
is
talk,
here.
We gonna
talk to him.
Your, we gonna talk
it's
going to
happen. Because
right.
you've always been there for me.
No doubt.
And I want to be there for you. And I love Cleveland. I love all the fans there. So.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to do something big for Brandy in Cleveland. And I want to thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Are you doing something on the BET Awards?
I'm presenting on the BET Awards.
Nice.
Yes.
And you look amazing,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Girl, you look good.
Thank you. I'm so glad I got myself together this morning. You know, I was like, I got to come down there looking hot, you know, so
no,
thank
man.
You.
how is your daughter? How old is your daughter now?
My daughter is 10. Can you believe it? She just turned 10, June
well, how
16th.
About, but last time you saw me, I didn't have a kid. I have a 6-year-old.
You have a 6.
I have a. I'm gonna show
I haven't
you a picture.
Seen you in 6 years.
It's been long.
It ain't been
years.
No damn six.
Yes, it is.
Are you
it's
serious?
It's been a while, yeah. We might have talked, but we hadn't seen each other. So I'm gonna show you.
That's
picture
whack.
I'm gonna show you a picture of my
That's
daughter.
That's whack. We can't go
I,
that long.
Listen, I talked to your mama more times than I talked to you in the last 6 years.
See, but at least you talking to somebody in
right.
the family. But that's not. We can't do that no more.
No, we got to stay close.
We got to stay close.
All right, y'all. Brandy, and you on Twitter, right?
Yes, Forever Brandy, the number 4 Ever Brandy on Twitter. Follow me.
And August, what is the album?
August 28th.
All right, check out Brandy.
2/11.
Z1079. We're live at the BET Awards.